Okay, page 12, three lines in the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. Just quickly, the Alter Rebbe explains that the neshama is a part of God. The God, the nefesh elikis. And he says, he gives a few analogies. One is that by the neshama it says Hashem blew rather than speak, which means when you blow, your whole innards come out. So therefore, the difference between neshama and everything else in creation is from Hashem's speech, which is an external revelation of godliness. This is the essence of Hashem coming out. And also he said, the analogy is that the Jews are Hashem's firstborn children, or children, which means, just like a child originates in the brain of the father, so the neshamas originate in Hashem's chachmah. And Hashem and his chachmah are all one, as the Rambam says. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is going to ask a question. And the question is going to go on for like a half a page. I'll say the question very simply outside. L'cha'era, if all neshamas come from the same place, why are there different levels in neshamas? If all neshamas are part of Hashem, all neshamas are the children that come from this brain of the Father, why is it that there's so many tens and hundreds of thousands of levels of neshamas? And he says like this, even though there's tens of thousands of different levels of neshamas, Gaveya al Gaveya le'enketz. There's infinite neshamas to no end, like Gerdel Milas neshamas ha'avis, and Meshe Rabbeinu Ovis Shalom, like the greatness of the Ovis, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov neshama, Meshe Rabbeinu's neshama, our neshamas the Reseinu Eila, over the neshamas of our generation, which are called Ikvis de Mashiach, the heels right before the coming of Mashiach. And he says, what it says in Kabbalah, meaning, Shem Bechinas, Akvayim Mamish, the Mamish, the heels, Lagabi Hameach Varosh, compared to the head. In other words, he's saying, the Zohar explains, that from the beginning of time, of Yidden, until our generations, the earlier Neshamis were the heads, and as the Neshamis kept, the generations kept coming down and down and down, the Zohar says, our Neshamis are what's called the heels, Ikvis of the Mashiach, meaning the heels right before the coming of Mashiach. Which doesn't only mean, like in English you have the expression, we're on the heels of Mashiach, that Mashiach is coming soon. It means, Taka, that the Alter Rebbe explains, the neshamas are in the level of heels. Meaning, the head neshamas have an understanding of Elokus, and we don't. And also, b'chein b'chol derd v'derd, not only is it from then to now, but in every generation. Yashirashi Alpha Yisrael, there's the heads of the thousands, meaning the Jewish leaders, that their neshamas are called head, legabi neshamas amein va'amei ha'aretz, compared to the neshamas of the masses. And we know that the word Rebbe stands for Reish B'nei Yisrael, which means their neshamas, the head, compared to the neshamas of everybody else. And he says, not only that, but as we learned before, v'chei nefashis legabi nefashis. Same thing is not only neshama compared to neshama, there's tens of thousands of levels, but even the level of nefesh to nefesh is also different levels. Ki chol nefesh klulim mi nefesh ruach neshama, like we learned in the first parak. So the question is, how could all neshamas come from the same place and yet they're all different? If they all come from the same place, it should be the same level. So he says like this, mikama kein. Sheirish kol nefesh ruach neshama kulam, the source and origin of every neshama. Meireish kol amadregis, from the highest of levels. Asev kol dargan, to the lowest of levels. Hamalubish beguf hamei haaretz v'kalsha bekalim, which dresses itself into the lowest level of the lowest of the low. Nimshech mimeach ha'elyin, still comes from the chochma of Hashem, which is Chochma Ilo Kaviyoch. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. I'll explain it first outside. The Alter Rebbe explains, the analogy is, again, of the sperm, of the seed, that the Jews are called Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem. And what did he use this analogy? And a very important analogy, because we can understand the whole concept of Neshamis and what a Rebbe is, and that whole thing from this concept that the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here. The Rebbe is explaining, when the Torah says, Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem, we're God's children. What does it mean, we're God's children? So he gave before the analogy last week we learned, that just like the child is created from the seed of the father, which originates in the brain of the father, so the same thing, the Jews are Hashem's children, meaning Hashem created us The neshama is from his intellect, from his chachma, and Hashem and his chachma are all one, and therefore we are part of Hashem. But he gives the analogy of the seed, that there's one, it's called tipa, it's a drop. From this one drop of the father, that the father produces, creates the entire baby from head to toe. That means, within the sperm, there is the head, the hands, the stomach, the feet, and even the heels. Now, how does that happen? There's something called pregnancy, which is 9th month of pregnancy, that the wife, the mother, the woman, takes this one drop and expands it and opens it up and pregnancizes it, whatever word it is, and therefore, from this one seed, through the 9 months of pregnancy, comes the head of the child, the feet of the child, and the toenails of the child. Now, the whole child all comes in the same place. What happens to this one seed that develops head and toes and feet and hands and everything else? It's the difference in the pregnancy state. What happens through the months of pregnancy? Now, Treb explains like this. This is exactly the same concept with neshamas. There are four worlds. There's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, and Asir, right? We learned that a million times. All neshamas that Treb is explaining here come from Chochmah of Atzilus, from the highest level of Atzilus, from the Mayach of the Father, from the brain of the Father, meaning from Hashem's level of Chochmah, which is Chochmah of Atzilus. The problem is that neshama now has to come down into this world. So you have and that descent from Chochmah Vatzilus into the person is the analogy of pregnancy. But which means as follows. Certain neshamas, and these are neshamas of tzaddikim, they originate in Atzilus, and they go what's called Bederach Maivir. What's so funny? Oh, I thought you think that we did this last week. We didn't do this last week. It goes from Atzilus, to give a California analogy, it goes on the freeway. It goes without traffic. It goes from Atzilus straight down to Asiya. And therefore, when it's in Asiya down here, it remained on the same level that it is in Atzilus. Then there's another neshama, which is all part of the same body. Just like the head of the baby is formed before the toenails of the body. In fact, it says that the 9th month is basically to produce the hair and the toenails of the child. But the basic limbs and organs of the child is created sooner than that. Then you have certain neshamas that are called neshamas of Bria. What do you mean neshamas of Bria? The neshama originates in Atzilus. But when the neshama comes down from Atzilus into the body, it stops on the local streets in Bria. Which means it becomes now affected by Bria, and then the next 2 worlds it goes the freeway. So this neshama is called neshama Bria, even though it originated in Atzilus, but it got an additional covering in the world of Bria. And the neshama that comes was called the neshama of Yetzira. Not only does it stop in Bria, it stops in Yetzira also. So it got an additional covering. And Asiya is another covering. So those neshamas come down into a much lower level of neshama than the neshama of Atzilus. For earlier generations versus later generations. In each generation, the tzaddikim, which are neshamas of Atzilus, are neshamas that originate in Atzilus, and down here they're on the level of Atzilus. But the truth is, where do all neshamas come from? We're all one big body. The whole neshama comes from the Chochmah of Atzilus. Through the pregnancy state, i.e. the descent from Atzilus into this world, the neshama becomes affected, just like the sperm becomes affected through pregnancy. And that's where you get the different levels of neshama. But as far as being a part of Hashem, chilek alakam imal, or if you're talking about the actual banim atam l'Hashem alakechem, every Jew originates in the Chochmah of Atzilus. Just like the sperm originates in the brain of the father, and the toenails come from that original seed which starts in the brain of the father, so neshamas that are on the level of toenails or heels also originate in that level of atzilus. And that's the only difference between neshamas. But even then, by the way, that's why the pintel yid, the yechidah shebenefesh, is not affected by the descent down. The only difference is, by Meshe Rabbeinu, by Tzadikim, by Rebbes, the yechidah shebenefesh is revealed, and by the masses it's not. That's the essence of the person. We're talking about the neshama, we're not talking here about the guf. Yeah, but in the neshama, that's it. Correct. In fact, we mentioned in the past, why is, when a person, a chassid, would go into a rebbe for yechidus, which means a private audience, yeah? So why is it called yechidus? Simply it's called yechidus because it's a private audience. It's called yachid, it's private. In the Chassidish Sfarim it says, yechidus is the plural of two yechidus. When a chassid goes into a rebbe with proper, as it says in today's Hayom Yom, he prepared himself for 3 years and another 7 years, whatever. When they prepare themselves properly, is like this. A chassid goes into the Rebbe. The Rebbe's yechidah shebenefesh is always revealed. Okay, it's always revealed. When you go in properly, he reveals your yechidah. So what happens in that room is a revelation of two yechidah, which is yechidus. And that becomes revealed to the chassid. The Rebbe is always revealed, the Yechidah Shebenefesh. Because they're on the level of head. Head is where the intellect is revealed. That level of Chochmah Vatzilus is revealed in the intellect. So by a Rebbe, who is in the Shama Vatzilus, that level is constantly revealed within them. So now the Rebbe is explaining, by the way, this explains an unbelievable concept. And now the Rebbe is going to discuss it on the next page more. One of the biggest tainus many people have, we'll see, we'll get into more when we learn the next page, but many people have a taina, this whole concept of a Rebbe. How do you go to a Rebbe? You're putting intermediaries between you and God, and it's Avodah Zarah, and it's da-da-da-da-da, all the shtusim that they come up with. Why is it shtusim? It's because it's shtusim. Why is it? It's a very simple concept. The Rebbe is explaining over here, all neshamas are one big body. Okay? We're one nation. There's the heads, which are the tzaddikim, and then you have the heels. You have from head to toe, right? You have from Rosh B'nai Yisrael, Rebbe, Rosh B'nai Yisrael, to the ikvis of the kal shebekal, the lowest of the low. In a person's body, it's a very interesting thing. In America, there's something called power of attorney. If you want to represent me, I have to give you power of attorney. If I don't give you power of attorney, you have no right to represent me. Nevertheless, if a person has an ingrown toenail, or they have a foot problem, and they come to the doctor, and the mouth, right, says to the doctor, my foot hurts, you know, help me. You will never find the doctor say to the head, do you have power of attorney from the foot to represent the foot, to speak to me that I should cure you? It's a shtus. Why is it a shtus? Because you're not talking about two separate people. Two separate people need a power of attorney from one to give the, to authorize the other person to represent them. If you're talking in one body, it's not the foot is being represented by the head, which is a separate entity that you can tell the head and tell the foot, I mean, why are you sending somebody else to represent yourself? You have to be representing yourself. What's the answer? It's a very simple concept. It's one entity. The communicator of the foot, you're not going to have a guy with an ingrown toenail walk into the doctor's office, not say a word, and just stick up his foot in the doctor's face. You know, you're not going to do that. You need a communicator. You need to come to the doctor, and you need to communicate with the doctor. You have to tell the doctor that my foot hurts. You can't just come to the doctor and stick up your foot. So what is the concept? It's the same person. It's one person. There's the communicator of the person. A Rebbe is the head, our head. So if the foot is in pain, whether spiritual pain, physical pain, whatever, you need the head to communicate to Hashem for you. But Hashem's not going to come along and say, why are you making intermediaries? Why are you making avedas? That's only if you're talking about different things, different people. But Bnei Yisrael are one big body, that there's heads and toenails and hands and feet and stomachs and everything. It's one entity. It's one body. And that is represented by the head, represents the foot. It, nowhere in concept is the head is the intermediary between the foot and the doctor. Or whatever it is. Because it's not an intermediary. Intermediary by definition was the something else representing you. Here it's you. Just your head versus your foot. And this is what the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, that the whole concept of different levels of neshamas are not that they're separate entities. The analogy is that Bnei Yisrael is one body that comes from one seed, one tipa, that in the tipa you have the head included within it, behelam concealed, the head and the foot and the stomach and the, every part of the person's body. And it becomes revealed through the 9 months of pregnancy, when it becomes revealed until it comes out into a child. And that's the same thing, all neshamas originally Chochmah Vatzilus, the way the neshama goes through pregnancy, meaning the way this neshama comes into different levels of Briya Tziyasiya, you have the heads, and you have the stomachs, and you have the feet, and the hands, and everything else. But this is a fundamental concept, that all Jews are really one entity. I'm going to answer your question. Well, the question, of course. If your foot hurts, why doesn't the head, the hand communicate? How many heads are there? You have 2 feet and one head.
Yeah, but there are how many heels? We have so many heels, and right. There are obviously so many heads, because there are some
but,
that come down
but, as Rashi says in Chumash, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber Echad Lader, there is a concept of Tzadik Yisayd Elam. There's 18,000 Tzadikim in a generation, then there's 36 Tzadikim in a generation. But after all is said and done, the Pasuk says Tzadik Yisayd Elam. There is one Tzadik who is the Meshur Rabbein of the generation. And it's a Rashi and Chumash. That Rashi says, Hashem told to Meshur Rabbeinu, take a stick, hit him over the head. That's what Rashi says from the Gemara, from the Medrash. There's only one Meshur Rabbeinu. In the times of Meshur Rabbeinu, there were the Shivim Skenim, and there was Aaron, and there was Pinchas, and there was Nadav and Avihu, and Eloz and Isamar, and the Nesiim. They were great guys, you know, but there was one Meshur Rabbeinu. Who a person wants to pick as their Meshur Rabbeinu, that's their business. Once you start running around to a lot of different places, you have nobody. That's the bottom line. You can't have 10 Rebbes. Because if you have 10 Rebbes, you have no Rebbes. That's all.
Is it our responsibility to connect other parts of the body to the head?
That's what the Rebbe is going to explain next. Yes, the Rebbe said that is an Indian. Yes. Okay, let's see it inside now. Kamashal Aben, like 10 lines from the top of the page. Like the analogy of the sun. Anim shechmi meyachav that comes from the brain of the father. Shafilu tiporni raglav, even the toenails. Nisava mitipas umamish also came from the same seed that originated in the brain of the father. By waiting and being there for 9 months, and it went down from level to level. The ishtan is to change, to create toenails. The toenails came from the same seed that the head came from, but through the 9 months of pregnancy, it lowered itself lower until it became toenails. Yet, the im calls there, and now the Alter Rebbe says two things. Nevertheless, a denuk shur miyuchedus, it's still bound and tied. Be yichod nifla va'atzum, it's a tremendous unity. B'mhosev atzmos harishin, in its first essence, which is tipis meyachav. Even the toenail of the son, not only is it not connected to the father anymore, it's connected still to the brain of the father, where it came from. Because where did it come from? What's its source? The brain of the father. And now the Alter Rebbe says a second thing, which is very important. V'gam achshev b'ben, and even now by the son, yinikas atziponayim v'chayusam, where does the nails get their life and nourishment from? Nimimeach shebarosh, from the head of the son. And here the Alter Rebbe is saying, and this is the Rebbe concept. The Alter Rebbe is saying like this. This one seed creates the whole Jewish nation. Heads, hands, stomachs, toenails, and so on, right? So even after the baby is born, the toenails are still connected to the head of the father. It's still connected to the source where it came from. Still its father. Not only that, though, now that the son became a separate entity, where did the toenails get their nourishment from? From the head of the son. In other words, there's father, son, toenails. So the toenails, even after the baby is born, is still connected to the brain of the father, because that's where it came from. But now, where do the toenails get the nourishment from? Not from the brain of the father, but from the brain of the child. Which means, the toenail Jews get their nourishment from the Rebbe of the Jews. But all the Jews are connected to the Eibishter. What connects a Jew to Hashem? The Moshe Rabbeinu, the head of the generation. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chumash, I stand between you and Hashem to bring you the word of Hashem. It's called a Mamutza Mechaber. A Mamutza Mechaber means the intermediary that connects Yidin to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, the head, is the life force of the entire body of the child, right? So even though the toenails are connected to the father, but how are they connected to the father? Through the head. But the head, like we just explained, is not a separate entity. It's the extension, it's the essence of the child. And this is what Alter Rebbe explains later in Tanya, and it's brought down all over the place, the Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew, the Alter Rebbe explains later in Tanya, from the Gemara, that every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them. But that Moshe Rabbeinu is not necessarily revealed. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the real one, reveals the Moshe Rabbeinu that exists within every Jew. But it's, again, it's all part of the same essence, of the same child, which is connected to the parent through the head. That is the association and the connection. And he says, K'deisa b'gemara, like the Gemara says, Levin, the white part of the tipa, shemimeno gidim atzomis tipanai. From different parts of the sperm, of the seed, comes the veins, the bones, and the nails. And like it says in the Yitzchayim, Shara Hashmal, in the Levushim of Adam Rishon beGan Eden, the garments of Adam Rishon Gan Eden before the sin were nails from the level of Meach Tzvun of Bina. V'koch Mamish, he says like this, V'koch Mamish Kaviyochel, so it is Mamish. B'sheirish Kol Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shoklolis Yisrael, the source of every single Neshama. L'mayla Bav B'ridosim Madrega L'madrega. It all is connected to the level of Hashem's Chochma. It's still connected. The toenails, though, don't necessarily understand who the Father is. It's connected, but they don't necessarily know. The head is the connecting link between the Father and the toenails. K'niksiv, kulam b'chochma, sees Hashem made everything with Chochma. So therefore, nisavu mimenu, from that seed comes nefesh ruach neshama shal mei ha'aretz b'chusi arach, of the neshamas of the lowest of the lowest of people. V'im kol zeh, nevertheless, eidenu k'shuro miyuchedes b'yichud nifla v'atzim, these neshamas, which are likened to toenails, are connected with a tremendous strong unity, b'mhusav atzmus in adishin, in the first essence, where the neshama comes from, which is chochma ilah, of Atzilus, and he says, why are they connected? Because he says, because the nourishment and the life of these souls of the low people comes from the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of tzaddikim and the chachamim of Rashi bnei Yisrael shebedeim, the heads of the generation. So all Jews are connected to Hashem. But some Jews can't communicate, don't feel the connection, so they need their own head to connect them to Hashem. But it's not a separate entity like we learned. It's their own head connecting themselves to a Jew, to Hashem. And therefore, based on this, Altreb is explaining that there is no difference between Jews. Every Jew comes from a chilek al kamima. Every Jew is a part of Hashem. Has nothing to do with the Torah knowledge. Has nothing to do with anything else. All it is an Hashem is Hashem's child, the seed that created the child, and that's why the Altareb is elaborating in this whole concept of Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem, which is said about the Neshama, because the relationship between an Hashem and God is the relationship of a child to a father. Which means, a child is, as the Pasuk says, Tachas Aviseha Yu Vanecha, the children are in the place of the father. Because a Jew is an extension of Hashem, a Jew can never be torn away from Hashem. You can never divorce God. You can never get rid of Him. The relationship is an essential bond that a Jew can never get rid of God. And that's why when the Alter Rebbe says, Ayid, Nishta Vil, Nishta Kenzain, Ogedis, and Fenelukus, a Jew not he could and not he wants to become separated from Hashem, because it's not something that you acquire. Like a spouse you acquire, and therefore it could be divorced. The essence of Hashem, the essence, child-parent, could never be divorced. And that is what every Yid is with Hashem. We are Hashem's children. You can't divorce God. You can't get rid of Him. You can't disown Him. And you know what? And He can't disown us either. As the Gemara says, Rav Meir says a very interesting statement about when the Jews sin. Rav Meir says, Hashem says, Ben kach u ben kach banayhem. Whether they're good or bad, they're still my kids. You know, it could be a Ben Seder de Meira, which is today's Mitzvah Rambam. You still can't divorce the kid. But the connection of the Neshamas to Hashem is through that. Okay?